the Brandon Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or Brant's book, Unoffendable, go to BrantHanson.com.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Brant. Sherry's here. This is your typical show. If you haven't heard this before, it's your basic guy with Asperger's, white guy from small town, introvert, and then co-hosted, produced by African-American extroverted lady from Pittsburgh.
You said this is your typical show?
Yeah. Kind of follows that formula.
I don't know where that formula has ever been.
It hasn't caught on yet. but this will be like the template
sure.
for it.
Sure.
Everybody be like, oh, it's one of those.
They'll be cropping up all over the country. You're here in the beginning. I know.
This is one of a kind right now, but look out. Look out. If you're looking for a way to be cool, I got a way for you to be cool. You may have noticed, because I picked up on this a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. People don't call it Instagram anymore. Oh, no, they call it Insta. Oh, I put this on Insta. I put this photo up on Insta.
I've never heard anyone say that.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
I caught it a few times. Mm-hmm. I think LeBron said it, like on my Insta account.
Okay.
So instead of lagging behind, because I'm just going to be level with you. I know you look at me as kind of a tastemaker and sort of a style setter.
Sure, absolutely. Trendsetter, even.
Sometimes I lag behind a little bit.
No.
I'm going to jump ahead. Leapfrog. Okay. I'm just going to call it Inst. Because that's even shorter and cooler and hipper.
And that's where we're going, you think?
Yeah, check my Inst account.
Okay.
And now people who are like, oh, I call it Insta, but now they'll be self-aware, like, mm-hmm. maybe I'm out of it.
You don't think people are going to look at you weird, like, what is he talking about? I don't know. Okay, all right.
They will, but that's what happens when you're a pioneer.
Ah, you're taking the arrows.
Right, and you won't ever, reap the benefits of it, and I never have, frankly. It's only been you're weird. But at some point, wow, it's going to pay off. This is good for you to know. It's good for all of us to know when we're annoying people. I mean, just to get a good glimpse of that. And social media is good for this because I can look at my Facebook account. If you just go to Brant Hanson page on Facebook, that's our show page. I post stuff on there. I love the interaction.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fascinating to see what that interaction is. If you dig deep into the analytics,
it'll tell you when people are hiding your posts.
Right. Maybe. Hiding, bailing out, unfriending, unfollowing, blocking, that sort of thing. So, I put up just to give you an idea, a video, it's very short, it's 20 seconds long, of a bird being massaged with Q-tips.
I did see that.
Okay, it's adorable. And the bird falls asleep, and it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
12 people blocked me.
Oh.
So I guess to them, that was like, you know what?
Enough.
When they saw this little yellow bird being massaged with Q-tips, they're like, I don't want to see one more thing from this guy. That's it.
Well, I was one of them, so I don't know what to say.
Well, you and 11 others were like, I can't take
enough.
It anymore.
Enough.
I get it. All right. Just passing this along to you because I happened to read this and it changed my day. A little reminder. If you believe in the God of the Bible, like that particular God, then there's something really wonderful you need to know, and that is he actually loves you right now in the mess that you're in. Like in your moral messiness, the stuff that you're caught up in, he's willing to work in your life now. And I know that sounds amazing. At least it did to me, because I always kind of think, okay, let me get my stuff totally cleaned up first before he'll even start working. But all of those Bible stories don't suggest that at all. In fact, quite the opposite. He actually enters into the mess. He was actually born into the mess. And we didn't have to get the world cleaned up first for him to enter into it. And all that to say, he's willing to do it. It's not excusing me for any kind of behavior I want, because that's injurious. It hurts me and other people. And he wants to enter my life and help me with that. But the idea that he's just leaving me until I got it all cleaned up is false. Hey, what's going on? I hope you had a great Father's Day weekend and stuff.
Crystal, you know that Brant doesn't like national days.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he doesn't like the national pie day, national. Father's Day is a national day, right?
Right.
And I gave Brant a card for Father's Day, and he took it.
Well.
Brant, would you like to account for that, please?
I do want to account for that.
have a position I think will be very impressive.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, I don't want to be so legalistic.
Oh, here we go.
That I would take my convictions and then make you feel bad about the fact that you're you're involved with this. And I just want to say, you know, I've learned to just say thank you.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
So you took the card because of grace.
And
you don't want to be legalistic.
And it's kind of a thick card. It makes me think there's a gift card in there.
So that's, oh, no.
It's both in it. It's grace plus maybe a gift card to the Sizzler or something in there.
Oh, my goodness.
So you were awesome. Really excited for me to sign up for this thing that gives you daily tips about your personality type.
Yeah.
Because you get these tips.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I figured out what your personality type is. My wife and I did.
Mm-hmm.
So you signed up.
And
it's been a blessing, I think.
Yes. Okay. No, it hasn't.
Okay.
It called me in one of these tips, gluttonous and scattered.
And you're going to take that negatively?
I am. I'm deciding to take that negatively. Would you like to make it positive for me?
Yeah, I mean, you spin it, gluttonous and scattered.
Yes, spin that, please.
Maybe you're.
Go ahead, I'm waiting.
Well, gluttonous for the Bible. You want more
bread of heaven,
more wisdom. Gluttonous for wisdom and grace.
That's not what this says here.
And
scattered
for grace. Scattered for.
These are bad tips is what I'm trying to tell you.
You don't have to take it personally.
Okay.
It's just about your personality type.
Yes. So how do I not take that personally about my personality type?
I admit this is a difficult thing for me to respond to. I admit that. We just talk about personality type stuff. Don't know if you've ever taken tests or whatever, but, you know, that's the thing. Once it's been picked, like this is your personality type, puts you in a little box. There will be some negatives. It's not all positive.
Right.
Mine is one of my downfalls among many is being naive, which I've been told by my producer, among other people.
In love.
Yeah. No, actually it is.
Yeah.
And but I have to watch that. It's not a horribly negative thing, but yeah. Like we're willing to believe great things about people, even though I know better, like in terms of human nature, I know we're fallen,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But the person in front of me, I just believe whatever they say.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how or why, but you, my wife, my other, you know, other friends, people I'm close to have a much better ability to go, this person is not to be trusted.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, I just want to trust everybody 100%.
Well, I think that's the beauty of community, right? Because everyone's not going to be everything.
Right.
So to have people around you who can supplement where you may be lacking is, I think, a beautiful thing.
It totally is. And I do love that God made us for each other in community. And that's another reason to be in community, too,
mm-hmm.
because especially once people are spiritually wise mm-hmm. around you, not just people in general, but people are spiritually wise so that they can help you become who you should be with the gifts you have, because you got these weaknesses, but they can step in on that. Yeah, man, I don't know about this. I don't know. You maybe saw this, the Walinda lady. She's dangling over Niagara Falls with her teeth.
No, I missed that.
Yeah, just holding on to things from a helicopter, and that's all awesome, and so on and so forth. But I didn't realize who previously had the world record for that.
Who?
Her husband.
Oh.
I'm just being honest here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I set a world record for hanging from my teeth, that's a pretty specific thing.
It is.
And Carolyn, my wife, goes out and beats it. Like, can you not find some other hobby or some other...
I mean, why this?
Yeah, because hanging by,
very
by
specific.
Your teeth
mm-hmm.
from hundreds of feet above Earth, that's my thing.
It's almost if you're attempting to compete
right,
with
it
me.
Feels, yeah. It would feel that way to me. Especially if I looked in the paper the next day and I see your picture...
hanging by your teeth.
From a helicopter. Like, that's...
not cool.
I just feel like you're kind of stepping on my toes a little bit, you know? You know, I got something weird going on here, and I'm just being honest here about something, so maybe you don't care, but it's really weird and sweet and kind, but I was nominated for this in radio industry award. It's like a career award mm-hmm. thing, which is really nice.
Yes.
But here's the awkward part.
Okay.
And I'm really honored, but they asked me to write a bio for it. and they want me to include it in the bio. So I have to write my own bio.
Okay.
They want me to include my bio, how I've impacted the industry.
Oh, that's
tough. But see, I honestly don't know. I can't think of a thing that I've done that's like the industry is like, wow. So
I can think of a lot of things.
But they not.
Every day I'm like, wow.
Yeah, wow.
Wow.
But I don't think the industry is.
At large.
What I pick up on, they're not taking my ideas and running with them. I mean, I don't, unless I'm missing something. When I listen, yeah. I don't hear them going, oh, yeah.
We're going to do that.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. That's a
very uncomfortable position to be in.
Yeah. I don't. So, but you nominate me for the awards. So you guys have something in mind that I did. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what I did. So you guys tell me.
You want me to write it?
No.
I could get something together for you.
It's like, hey, if you guys think I impacted, like, tell me know what that was.
Right.
So thanks.
You've heard us talking about MediShare, maybe. Real quick, there's a video they put up online. If you go to biblicalhealthcare.com, there's a video. You click on it. It explains the whole thing in less than 5 minutes. It's great. So if you're wondering, wait a second, can I actually save hundreds of dollars a month? We get our medical bills shared with other people. We don't have to pay for stuff we don't want to through traditional, you know, arrangements like health insurance. This is different. And if you want all the info, it explains it. It's so good. It's less than 5 minutes. Just go to biblicalhealthcare.com. You know all those tests that are online? I don't know if they're still as popular as they were. It's like, what kind of friend are you? Or if you were a movie, what movie would you be? Oh, it's kind of random, strange stuff. I got a test for you. But the thing is, it's really, really simple. There's only one question. All right? And the test is, are you growing in love for other people? Okay, that's the test. And the question is, if you can tell or not based on how you answer this question, how do you treat people who disagree with you? I mean, it's pretty simple. How do you do that? Like on social media, people who actually disagree, how do you treat them? You want to shout them down? You want to make them feel small? You disagree with them, but still on their side, still rooting for them? I mean, that says a lot. I'm so thankful for this radio station. And one reason, think about all the songs that take you out of yourself and focus you on something bigger than you. I think that's really healthy. It's healthy for me anyway. And I think of it like this, like, especially because I grew up religious, right? In churches and stuff. I kind of felt like my job was to control my sin. That was my number one job, was I knew I was doing stuff wrong. And I need to get a handle on it and stop it. So I'd always focus on that. And it's not only not very fun, it's pretty discouraging. And it doesn't work very well. It's kind of like when I'm focused on that, it's kind of like riding a bike and just looking down at my feet on the pedals. See, it's still about me. How am I doing this? How are my legs working? My feet in the right place? Instead of looking off in the distance at something else. And it turns out you can actually ride the bike better when you're looking ahead. Off in the distance, straighter, you don't lose your balance as much. You still have problems, but it's a lot healthier to be looking at something else. And how wonderful is it? Just for a little bit, if a song or some words take you out of constantly hyper-focusing on yourself and looking at the big picture is way better than me. His name is Owen, and he listens to the show, and I think he's 12, and he's a genius. Owen, tip of the cap to you. He had this idea. You know how we're coming out with listener uniforms for everybody who listens to the show?
I am aware of that, yes.
Equipped with biometric scanners and exoskeletons and whatnot. Anyway, if you're listening to the show, which you are right now, you will be given a listener uniform. That way I can readily identify who's where and what you're up to and what's
going on. Even if the person doesn't want it.
Right. But also he said, this is genius. Please, this may delay production a little bit.
Okay.
Please also include built-in podcast players.
Okay.
so that they can listen to our podcast whenever they want, wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
Just be able to hit like the insignia or something, and that'll trigger.
Now, is this going to be by remote so that if people are not listening to the podcast, you can trigger it on your end for them? That's
exactly
thinking.
Where
yeah,
I was going.
That's what I thought you
actually
were doing.
As soon as we upload it, it'll kick on. And your epaulettes on your shoulders, those will have speakers. And you'll immediately hear whatever you're doing, you'll just have to drop what you're doing.
Work, wedding,
listen,
church.
Whatever. Listen and enjoy the podcast. Tell everybody else, please be quiet.
The podcast
Brant's
is right.
podcast is on. And then that
I don't know
will
about,
take precedence.
I don't
so
know about this.
The great idea, Owen. You're a genius. A question for you about texting. If you text somebody late at night or like early in the morning, do you worry that you woke them up or something? Or is that on them? Or?
I don't worry, but if I wake them up, I do feel guilty because I've done that.
He thinks that's the
Why?
Person who answered. It's their fault.
Yeah,
the person who...
I shut my phone down.
Mm-hmm. At night.
Actually... all day too, but I always have it in do not disturb mode.
Well, here's the question. Are you expecting a text back immediately? Because I feel the
no.
reverse. My phone is going off 24/7. So if after a certain time and whether I am in bed or not, if I should be, if I think it's too late for you to be texting me too early, I'm not responding. So are you okay with that?
Yeah.
You are okay with not getting an immediate response?
Yeah, I don't
response.
Expect it.
Okay, well, there.
At
okay.
All.
All right.
I'm horrible at texting back people. I can, like, put days between the text that was sent to me.
Yeah, me too.
But I think that's my antisocial tendencies as well. So I think that's a whole other issue.
Boy, that drives me crazy, guys. I got to tell
sorry.
You that. That drives me crazy.
I had a friend who called me Third Day.
Why?
That's a nickname, not the band.
What?
He says, 3 days later, I'll get back to him. I'll respond to it. He's like, oh, he's now on the third day. I'll get a response. Yeah, some of us just on a different time plan with returning texts. It takes me a while.
That's very hard for me to accept.
I have a problem. I know.
I am so guilty of the same thing.
Yeah,
because I feel like, okay, I'm trying to do the introvert thing here, right? I'm not calling you because you can't handle that. Fine. If I'm texting you, could you just work with me and reply to the text? I'm trying to play nice
we
here.
We do reply.
Okay. A little
we
quicker
do,
than
just
4 days
later.
Well, time, if you've studied this, I mean, we know it's relative to gravity.
Mm-hmm.
It's relative to the speed of light.
Mm-hmm.
It's all sorts of, God exists outside of time.
I know, but you don't. That's my point. He can wait 3 days to text. I need yours now.
It's all the Lord's timing. It's not me just blatantly
Instead
procrastinating.
The third day, we'll call you Ecclesiastes.
This is an amazing statistic. I don't fully know what it means. I tried to find out what it meant. I don't understand it. The number of people who say they're religiously unaffiliated, whatever that means, religiously unaffiliated, 10 years ago, it was 37%. It is now over 56%.
Religiously unaffiliated.
Yeah, so I don't know if that means...
You don't attend
like
a specific...
denomination
okay.
or have a specific belief in Christianity versus Buddhism versus Islam versus
Wouldn't
atheism.
That just be agnostic?
56%?
Wow. 50,
it's over that now. That's a huge growth of people saying that. And the reaction from a lot of people is... going to be, if you are somebody who's like, I'm firmly a Christian,
mm-hmm.
some people will be like, well, I just blame these people
mm-hmm.
because they're just, you know, the problem with these people these days. That's the easy way out. Another thing that may be happening is that they're deciding, wait a second, if there's not that much difference between being a Christian and just the culture in general, why would I want to align myself with it? What's the point? It's more inconvenient now, and there's not that much difference, so why would I do it? There's a whole lot of stuff going into that. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you may know I love robots. I love them. There are many reasons why I think robots are awesome. One is they're built in with this internal logic. Like, this is what this thing is created to do, and it knows it, or it just does it. Because that's what it's created for, and there's no wondering about it. Well, humans have an internal logic, too. According to what Paul was writing in the Bible, that we're here to find God, to seek him and find him and enjoy him. The thing is, though, if you think about it, like if that's your internal programming and you don't even know it, you're still going to be doing it. So what we have are people, and it really makes sense if you look around at people. We were just talking about this statistic about the people that say they're religiously unaffiliated. They're still looking for a God, though. They're still looking for a purpose, the reason, the point, and they just look for it in different things. And so we find us still desperately looking for something. And we can say, oh, I don't believe in God, but we're still looking for a God because that's our internal drive and it's our internal logic. And we find something and it gives us a little thrill for a little while. We get bored with it, move on and move on and move on until we find the thing we're actually made for.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about the radio show or Brant's book, Unoffendable, go to BrantHanson.com.